BBC News with Eileen McHugh. President-elect Donald Trump has said that between 2 and 3 million illegal immigrants will be deported from the United States after he takes office. In an interview with the American TV station CBS, Mr. Trump said those with criminal records, including gang members and drug dealers, would be the priority. Iraqi government forces say they've recaptured Nimrud, the site of an ancient city south of Mosul that was overrun by the Islamic State group 2 years ago. The old city, once the capital of the Assyrian Empire, was completely destroyed by IS last year. New Zealand is assessing the situation on its South Island after it was hit by a strong earthquake followed by a tsunami. People along the east coast left their homes and moved to higher ground, but the alert has now been downgraded to a coastal warning. At least 2 people were killed. It's emerged that the suicide bomber who staged an audacious attack on the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan on Saturday worked inside the facility. He was a former Taliban fighter who had joined the peace process. 4 US citizens died when the man blew himself up within the compound. Members of an indigenous community in northern Bangladesh have said their homes were set on fire last week and several people killed in a land dispute. They described their ordeal to visiting politicians. The Bulgarian Prime Minister, Boyko Borisov, has said he will resign after his party's candidate lost the presidential elections. Exit polls indicate that the opposition socialist candidate, Rumen Radev, who favours improved relations with Russia, has won the second round of voting. Mr. Radev was more than 20% ahead of the pro-Western parliamentary speaker, Tsetka Sacheva. The renowned Italian free diver Enzo Maiorca has died in his native Sicily. He was 85. Holder of many world records, he was the first man to dive to a depth of 50 metres. BBC News.